As Australia celebrates the 40th birthday of the Sydney Opera House, one family in particular is remembering all the pride and pain concreted into that building. When Jørn Utzon won the design competition for the Opera House, he and his family moved out from Denmark, only to leave when Utzon resigned after the project became mired in politics and controversy. Lynn Utzon, the architect's daughter, has kept close and personal links with Australia, and she's returned for the 40th celebrations. And while a huge monetary value has been recently placed on the Opera House, Lynn Utzon says the true worth of the building to both the nation and her family goes beyond money. I spoke with Lynn Utzon a short time ago. Lynn Utzon, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Whenever anyone even looks at the Sydney Opera House, its presence evokes a reaction, a feeling. When you look at that building, what does it evoke from you?
When I look at it, it evokes something that's so deep in my soul, which I think is common to everyone, that it's so magnificent and in a way so obvious. You know, it's like something you've known since all time, because the building, when you see the construction and the shells, I imagine, I have never seen the pyramids, but I imagine it's the same thing. It's as if it's almost been excavated out of the earth and it's been put there by something that's much greater than the human being.
What is that deep something that does connect with that sense of it having been excavated from somewhere deep?
Well, I mean, it touches a place in your soul, which is to do with being a human being, or it's that divine spirit that has created everything, and in a way, that's how I feel.
When you were living here as a family, did your father talk around the dinner table, for example, about what he hoped the building, what his design would evoke?
No, I don't think so. I think it was his whole being and his whole spirit was involved with creating that building, and he had, in a way, in his mind, what it would do.
How much does the sight of the building also cause you pain, reminding you of the conflicts, the controversies, the politics that forced your father to resign and for you to leave Australia?
I wouldn't link it to the building, but I tell you what, it actually was very traumatic for me to leave Australia. I loved living here and I loved my friends and I thought, well, I'll never see them again. They may as well be dead. But I did. I married an Australian a few years later, a Russian-Australian, but which meant that I came back a lot. The building is more, when I see it, I think of my father. I think that his brain created that. What an incredible thing. If I can put my little father or my, you know, when how you think of your family, it just brings me enormous, enormous happiness that he was a person who, well, he was a genius, I would say.
Did your dad ever talk about leaving Australia and did he ever regret resigning from the project?
I think it was terribly painful for him to have to resign. I don't think he had any possibility to do anything else, you know, because the new client, as he himself has said, had different plans, didn't really have a place for him. And you can't do anything about that.
Even so, did he ever express regret?
No, he expressed regrets at not having finished it and not having been able to finish it, and that people actually were not able to see what he had in mind. That he regretted. He didn't regret the other because it would have been impossible.
About 9 years ago, when modifications were done to the Opera House to bring it closer to your father's vision, including work at the time from your dad, as well as you and your brother contributing, you said this helped close the circle. Yet more work waits to be done. What should be done? What can be done?
Well, from my point of view, from what I sort of know would be my father's point of view, the essence of the Opera House, the reason why it came into being, was to give a home to the most sublime artists in the world. The important aspect of the Opera House is to be able to have the most wonderful music played and heard. A friend of mine has said a lot to my father, you know, the windows, they should be changed. Blah, blah, blah. And my father said, it's an opera house. It's not about the windows. It's about the two places where people perform. So that's, I think, the main thing to concentrate on. All the others adjacent.
The fact that your dad never stepped inside the Opera House, never returned to Australia before he died. Does that mean the circle that you talked about will forever remain broken to some degree?
No, I know that because I came here so much, I had a lot to do with the whole, well, if you call it a reconciliation, but it's not really that word. But the fact that he was approached by Peter Collins and then Joe Squinski and Bob Carr and, Harry Seidler, he always had a friendship with. But the fact that he was approached in a very concrete way gave him peace of mind, because, of course, he was always thinking, what could I have done to have made people understand better what I was doing? But he knew that what he was doing was a masterpiece.
Lynn Utzon, and a long version of that interview will soon be on our website.